I'm excited to finally have on the show here Mr. Don Matrick. Don, thank you for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure.
You've been here 6 months, and every once in a while, like every 3 weeks, I run into you in the hallway or the cafeteria, and I'm like, I want to get you on the show, and you're like, yep, you're going to do it, you're going to do it. We've finally done it.
Today's the day.
Today's the day. So, first of all, I want to, on behalf of, you know, even though it's been 6 months, it feels like I still need to welcome you to the Xbox family. What brought you to Microsoft? I mean, you were at EA for many years, had amazing success, and now you're over here at Microsoft. What brought you here?
Microsoft is a unique company in the entertainment space. It has assets that no other company in the world has. It has the ability to create new types of experiences, new types of services, new types of hardware, and it's got a winning culture and great people. So it was just too good an opportunity to pass up, and I love the team and love the ability to create new things and push the standard higher than anyone has achieved before.
Now, you've come in here. Of course, Peter Moore left us 6 months ago and has moved on to EA, and then you were at EA prior to that, and then you came over here, so it's kind of like a swap. I don't want to redo all those headlines. What is it like? How is Microsoft different from your time at EA? It's got to be different from where you were making just titles for multiple platforms versus focused on the hardware and the software for just the 360.
Well, Microsoft has the ability to create a complete experience for consumers using hardware, software, and services. So that's different than EA. EA didn't have the hardware component in its toolbox. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has been able to build its live service to leadership levels inside of the industry and created something which is pretty amazing and unique. Microsoft has the ability to create hardware like 360, which requires a tremendous amount of people, intellectual capital, just dollars to execute a program. That's different than EA. So there's a lot of things that are different that are really enticing about this business.
Now you've achieved at this point in your life, and we're not going to give out your age because, frankly, I don't know it, but you've achieved some pretty amazing success. So what I'm trying to say is you kind of didn't need this job. But so what brought you back here? I mean, what brought you back into the industry?
I love the industry.
Okay.
And I love being part of a winning team. So Microsoft has all the ingredients to be the leader inside of this category. The people are passionate. They're committed to excellence. They like pioneering. And Microsoft really has a vision which it hasn't fully played out in the entertainment space. So getting a chance to be part of the leadership team against that vision is just really exciting.
Now, it's got to be pretty cool because you've been here, like I say, 6 months, but you are in the middle of probably one of the greatest holidays ever for video gamers. That's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah. We had a fabulous holiday this past year. We were able to drive our sales levels to new record levels in just all parts of the business, whether it's our hardware sell-through, our first-party software sell-through, games like Halo, shattering sort of day-one records for sales on a global basis, and just what we've been able to achieve with Live. I mean, when you add up all those things, it was a wildly successful year.
I think that's probably an understatement when we look at some of the numbers. When people are trying to figure this out, when you joined us, you know, last year, what have you been doing for the past 6 months? Can you give us a little peek behind the curtain?
Sure, I've been.
I mean, I've seen you. I've run into you a couple times, as I said. But what have you been doing?
I've been working with our executive team to kind of build our rolling 3-year plan. We've been knitting together the detail, launching new products, new programs, putting stuff in place that we think is important for future growth. We've been focused on executing inside of the business. And by doing that, achieving sort of the business milestones that we set out from a revenue and profit standpoint. And we've been spending a lot of time making sure that everything we do is premium, mm-hmm. that we're excelling in terms of quality, paying attention to our ratings, and really trying to use that premium thought as a way to over-deliver value to consumers. So creating the best experiences. And we've seen success when we look at the ratings of hit titles that are over an 80 Metacritic for 360. You know, we're multiples ahead of any competitor inside the space, And I think that's a huge win for consumers. So our team's been doubling down on that, and I've been actively involved in getting close to how we achieve that.
Now you've got quite a resume when it comes to video games. What was one of the first games you remember working on?
Well, I can actually remember the first game that I worked on, which was a game called Evolution on the Apple II, mm-hmm. and that came to market in 1982.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's
that old school enough for you?
That's way old school.
That goes back. Yeah. So we were writing in 16-bit assembler.
That's hardcore.
48K, 8 colors, a speaker that beeped on and off.
It Advanced.
Was a little bit less computing than the digital wristwatch that you're wearing.
Yeah,
right there.
Exactly. That's pretty amazing. So through over the years, what has surprised you most about the video game industry and how it's evolved into this multi-billion-dollar industry?
Well, clearly, what's changed over the last 2+ decades is the barriers to entry have lowered substantially for consumers. So in the early days, you had to have a great imagination to fill in the detail of your gaming experience.
Right.
You fast forward 20-some-odd years, you look at the products that we're creating, they're high visual fidelity, they're in 3D, they're crafted experiences that draw you in on an emotional level that are much more engaging, much more rewarding than other forms of media. So I look at our industry and look at it going from starting to effectively a period where I think we're going through our creative renaissance now, mm-hmm. as an industry, where we have the ability to create things that are more immersive, that have more emotional impact, that are just more engaging than other forms of media. When we started in the 80s, we couldn't say that.
Yeah. When you look back over the past 20 years or so that you've been creating games, what is the single thing that you look at that brings together, like, this always makes a great game? Is it the story? Is it storytelling that makes great games?
Here's what I think it is. It's how you engage the person in whatever universe you're trying to create and how you create feedback loops.
Okay.
And how meaningful are the feedback loops? So what pleasant surprises do you discover as you play through? What mastery do you take away from control? What hidden things sort of make you ponder the game when you're away from it?
Right.
It's really engagement. And I think the big change that's occurred inside our space over the last few years is we now have the connectivity of the net to drive our business, and it's changed from that just being head-to-head competition to the ability to cooperate and to have group play be an important dynamic, and that's incredibly fun.
Now, I want to jump back a little bit because we were talking about hardware a little bit earlier and what a great holiday we have. I've gotten a few emails lately that some folks they're having trouble finding Xboxes. What's going on there? I figure I got the boss in this, so I'm going to put you in the hot seat.
Yeah, well, look, we'd hope to have a strong showing in North America this holiday season, and we had a stronger showing than anticipated. So we had some shortages. We weren't able to deliver enough hardware against the demand that was in the market.
Got it.
That's a great problem to have. We're addressing that in the coming year. It's going to take a little bit of time for us to amp up our manufacturing. But we're really encouraged that people purchased as many games and as many boxes as they did on our platform, and we think that bodes well for the future.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are very excited about, for instance, Grand Theft Auto 4. You've got to be excited about that.
Oh yeah, it's an amazing piece of software, and I'm really excited with its downloadable content and online multiplayer support. Again, that's something that's unique to 360. We think consumers are going to love that, and it's going to create what I would describe, again, as the premium experience on our platform.
When you look back, we talked about the holiday 07 that we just had a few months ago. What do we have to look forward to for holiday 08? I mean, I know you're already planning for holiday 08 and beyond. You just talked about your 3-year plan. So what can we talk about?
Yeah, there? I mean, there's a great lineup of titles, and we'll be announcing that over the coming months.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Some of them first party, a lot of them third party. Again, I think people are just really bullish on our platform, on the numbers that we're achieving in terms of attach rates, of sales, and most importantly, on quality.
Right.
From a consumer perspective, what I hear from people, you know, I'm really happy I purchased a 360 because I get access to the broadest portfolio of content, and the best job of implementing those games lives on 360.
When you know, I know you have to run to a meeting because I just kind of barged into your office here and threw the mic in your hand. But what are you playing now? With all the time that you have, what are you playing?
I just finished Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah,
and that was an amazing game. I'm testing a couple of products that we haven't
to be named.
To be named.
To be named later.
Spending some time on that, and again. You know, some of the old arcade games that you can download on Xbox Live. I have a few favorites that when I get a few minutes here or there, if I've got a 15-minute gaming interval, I'll be playing those products.
Is there anything up on Xbox Live Arcade that you worked on in the past?
You know, no, but there's some. I mean, I love Robotron.
Right.
Okay. So I spent some time playing that and, you know, trying to see if I can get back to my old stature in that game.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time, I'm sure, because you're busy. You got a lot of things going on.
Absolutely.
So listen, Don, I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go. I know you have to run to a meeting. I really appreciate you taking a, you know, like 10 or 15 minutes to sit down with me and just saying hello to my audience, and really appreciate you taking the time out.
No, I appreciate the opportunity. And again, what I'd like to message to people is just thank you for your support for what we're creating. We're excited about the content. We're excited about our plans for 2008. And I think we're going to have lots of news to discuss over this coming year, which hopefully people are going to applaud as they hear.
That's exciting. Well, I appreciate your time. And can I have you on the show again?
Absolutely.
Great. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.